Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. Though you may not realize that the ongoing threat of terrorism is affecting your life and that of your loved ones. Each week, Dr. Carol analyzes the hottest topics in terror and helps you and your family reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror.
Terrorists are already inspiring more 9/11s. Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, a psychiatrist and your terrorist therapist. Yes, you think that 9/11 could never happen again? Well, think again. Terrorists are already inspiring more 9/11s. I chose that word carefully because, in fact, it's the magazine Inspire that has resurfaced and is telling lone wolves to attack. Before I get into that, though, you know, we have been so obsessed, I guess, perhaps rightly, to some degree, rightly so, but we have been so concerned, of course, with COVID. But to the point that we have forgotten that the threat of terrorism exists. In fact, when COVID is over, which it eventually will be, the threat of terrorism will continue. Because as people don't remember or don't want to think about, the threat of terrorism has been around for over 1400 years. Continued uninterrupted, global jihad has continued uninterrupted for over 1400 years. So I don't think COVID's going to be around for 1400 years, but I could be wrong. All right, let me tell you about, since we've been not concentrating on terrorism and the ongoing threat, I'm going to remind you about what terror attacks have occurred. There have been 24 successful or attempted terror attacks from Islamist terrorists in the past 20 years, since 9/11. And during these 20 years, we have been in Afghanistan, and that has prevented another 9/11. That has been a major factor in preventing another 9/11. So the fact that American troops are now hastily being removed from Afghanistan and all hell is breaking loose over there, how long do you think it's going to take for jihadists to wage jihad in America? I'll leave that. You can answer that for yourself, but let me remind you about the attacks that have been successful since 9/11. First of all, in 2009, we had the Fort Hood shooting. That was at an American military base in Texas. A man, a jihadist named Nidal Hassan, he was a U.S. Army major and a psychiatrist, I'm sorry to say. He committed jihad. He committed a mass shooting, and he killed and injured people at this base. In 2013, we had the Boston Marathon bombings by the Tsarnaev brothers. They put bombs near the finish line. They killed 3 and injured hundreds. In 2015, we had the San Bernardino, California shooting. It was a mass shooting, and it was perpetrated by a couple, a jihadist couple, Rizwan Farouk and Tashfei Malik. One of the things that I find ironic and interesting is that they met on a radical Muslim match website, like match.com for radical Islamists, basically. Then we had also in 2015, the Pulse nightclub, gay nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. This was brought to us by Omar Mateen. There were 50 who died in this attack and 58 injured. Then last but not least so far, in 2017, we had the New York City Halloween attack. This occurred near Ground Zero. An ISIS follower, Saifullo Salpav, drove a pickup truck into cyclists and runners near Ground Zero. He injured and killed several of them, and this was considered a vehicle ramming attack. Remember that, because I'm going to be mentioning that later about vehicle ramming attacks. And one of the things that I recall about this the most is that a principal in a school near Ground Zero, near this vehicle ramming attack, was asked by the media after the attack, what are you going to tell your students? And she said, oh, I'm not going to tell them about anything. I'm not going to talk about terrorism, which was, you know, represents, unfortunately, the typical reaction of a lot of people, you know, who think that they shouldn't tell children because they'll scare them or they don't know how to tell them. But just in looking at this case, you know, what do you think? These were kids in New York City, you know, they were pretty savvy, right? In Manhattan. Do you think that they wouldn't and didn't see reports about this terror attack on the news that night? I mean, this whole idea of trying to not tell children and think that that it's better not to tell them rather than to let them know, teach them about terrorism and teach them things they can do to build resilience. Obviously, that is the wrong way to go about it. And that is why I wrote my book that you are hearing about, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. Okay, let's go to the reason for why I called today's show, the terrorists are already inspiring more 9/11s. So Al-Qaeda, the people who brought you 9/11 in the first place, are at it again, as are ISIS and other terrorist groups. But Al-Qaeda publishes this magazine called Inspire. Get it? Inspiring more terror 9/11s. Okay. They published a magazine online, a very glossy magazine called Inspire. And in April 2017, this is by the branch of Al-Qaeda called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is AQAP. So in April 2017, that was the last issue of Inspire that they posted. It's a very glossy, slickly produced online magazine that praises jihad murderers and calls on Muslims to commit more acts of jihad terrorism. Now, for some reason, after that, they went quiet. Now, so that was April 2017, and October 2017, Halloween, was the last terror attack on America. Major terror attack. Attack that wasn't stopped. And so the magazine has been silent. But guess what? The magazine of Al-Qaeda has just come out again. The first new issue since 2017 has just appeared. And now, why now? Well, one reason could be that it you know how terrorists always pick places and times that are significant because they're very media savvy. And of course, here we go. We're thinking about the upcoming 20th anniversary of 9/11. And lo and behold, here comes the Al-Qaeda magazine just in time. So in this magazine, as I said, it's calling for more attacks. And it also has praised the Colorado jihad mass murderer, Ahmad El-Issa. Now, if you look back in the podcast, in the Terrorist Therapist Show podcast, you will find a podcast in which I talk about Elisa being a terrorist. You know, the mainstream media did not want to say it was a terror attack, did not want to call him a terrorist. Well, Al-Qaeda itself is now telling you that he was one, that it wasn't just any old mass shooter. It was, he was doing this for jihad. Now, another thing that has changed between 2017 and now is because, and to make Al-Qaeda think that it's safe to start calling for the murder of Americans again, is the fact that we have the Obama-Biden White House that has shown the world, not just Al-Qaeda and ISIS, but the whole world, that America is weak. And in particular, you know, people know that it's Obama who is pulling the strings, pulling Biden's strings, really running the White House. And he, when he was president, he made America the more vulnerable to terrorists than any other president. And now I know, you know, and the reason behind that, you know, of course, this is incredibly politically incorrect, but as a psychiatrist, I am saying that this has to do with Obama's Muslim roots that he wants everyone to believe, you know, has not impacted him at all, but they certainly have, at the very least, in his unconscious. His father was born a Muslim. His stepfather was raised by Muslims, raised a Muslim. As a Muslim, he went to a madrasa and had a Muslim education. All these childhood experiences are what form any person, including Obama. Now, of course, not all Muslims are terrorists, and not all terrorists are Muslims. I am, you know, I have said this all along, and I am saying it again. But nonetheless, Obama in the White House is like a red flag or a waving flag, not a warning flag, but a hello flag that not only projects Biden's weakness to the world, but also shows that Obama is taking over and it's time, come on in, it's time to have more terror attacks. Well, I will continue with this. And why I am saying that, you know, if you think 9/11 can't happen again, think again. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Terrorist Therapist Show, where we're talking today about terrorists are already inspiring more 9/11s. So I was starting to tell you in the last segment about how the magazine Inspire, which is a publication of Al-Qaeda, the people who brought you the first 9/11. And this new issue is aimed at inspiring Muslims in the United States to mount lone wolf jihad attacks that will overburden law enforcement. Now, pause here to remember, you know, all those defund the police movements. Wonder if that is a coincidence that there are all these defund the police movements and Inspire, Al-Qaeda is planning to have lone wolf attacks, counting on there being fewer police. And also, overburdening intelligence services and so on. So this new issue of Inspire is called Praise and Guidance. And it talks about how, you know, the mainstream media talks about jihad as an inner spiritual struggle. In other words, not, you know, trying to sort of hide the fact or that really to jihadists, to terrorists, it means literal struggle. It means warfare against non-Muslims that these radical Islamists, at least, think is a religious duty for all Muslims. who have the strength and ability to do it. Now, these are radical Islamist Muslims. I am not saying that all Muslims think that that jihad is a religious duty. This issue also, as I think I mentioned, also celebrates Alisa as a warrior of jihad. And it tells people, now he was a Syrian migrant. And the magazine tells people that more jihadis should take advantage of Biden's open border policies to get into this country and start waging jihad. And also, you know, they gave as a further, besides killing and injuring people, Alisa, his attack also helped to divide America, for example, because some Americans think that guns shouldn't be allowed, you know, it's a war on guns, taking away guns. So, you know, it's just one more thing that Americans are divided about, whether we should, the Second Amendment, you know, we've heard of that. All right. So now, again, the establishment media talks about jihad, the jihad threat, as a thing of the past. And they are talking more about white supremacists, domestic terrorism. You know, Biden and his crew, Biden-Obama White House, the Biden-Obama White House, are concentrating on domestic terrorists, meaning white supremacists. And that all, they're putting all the intelligence resources and various resources that were used in the past to fight terrorism, they are have been directing towards white supremacists. But the jihadists, this issue in particular of Al-Qaeda, this magazine, is reminding people, again, as I mentioned, that global jihad has continued uninterrupted for 1400 years, and they are not planning on going away. Now, you know, if you've listened to prior podcasts, that I have been saying this all along, that we may be thinking about COVID, but jihadists have not gone away. Now, not only has Al-Qaeda come out with this new issue of their high gloss publication, they've also come out with a new video that encourages violent attacks on America by one person jihadists and lone wolf terrorists. Now, they, in particular, remember I was mentioning about truck ramming, it was a pickup truck for the Halloween attack. And I was saying, remember the concept of vehicle ramming attack? Well, this issue of Inspire particularly mentions that truck ramming attacks by terrorists have been very successful. And these one-man attacks have been encouraged not only by Al-Qaeda, but also by ISIS. And so far, hundreds of people have been killed by these truck ramming attacks. And interestingly, the playbook for these attacks came from a 10-year-old edition of Al-Qaeda's Inspire magazine. So if you think that these magazines don't have an impact, think again. And in that particular magazine, Inspire, that issue of Inspire, it was set with Chicago as a backdrop, and it had a pickup truck as what they called, quote, the ultimate mowing machine. So in the video that Al-Qaeda has just released, it's the first video in several years, and it's called America Burns. Dum, dum, dum. It shows in this video an attack on U.S. aircraft. It cites American political divisions. It cites street violence and racial tension. And the point of this video is to show America imploding. It's basically a you know, it's something to, it's like a rah-rah video. You know, it's kind of like what they show football players or hockey players before games, something to, you know, get them excited about being aggressive in their game. Well, this is a little more serious, of course. But that is, you know, they are inspiring them is what it is. And, you know, again, they talk about how federal law enforcement has shifted some resources, manpower, money from foreign counterterror investigations. And as I was saying, they have been focusing on domestic terrorism. And Homeland Security officials, however, some of them have been warning that it wasn't wise to ignore the voices from overseas just because they weren't as loud. So not all, you know, some Homeland Security has been co-opted by Biden, but some of them have been warning about this. So now the cover of this new issue of Inspire by Al-Qaeda features Ahmad Elisa. They call him, you know, the Colorado shooter, the Colorado mass shooter. And again, you know, when you think about this, I told people I did, you know, in a previous podcast and in various media interviews, I talked about how he was a terrorist. That didn't get to you. Probably haven't heard other people talking about that because, you know, that was kind of kept quiet. But his picture is on the cover of this new edition, this new issue of Al-Qaeda. So hello, folks. Why do you think they put him on the cover of their magazine if he wasn't a terrorist? Give me a break. You know, it's not really good to mollycoddle. you know, I mean, you can think of there are various reasons for why the mainstream media might not be calling terrorists terrorists. You know, I guess the most generous explanation is that they don't want to scare people. But again, as I have said all along, that means people won't get, won't build resilience, psychological and physical resilience, if they don't think they need to. And of course, with COVID, we are all, you know, left in a more physically and psychologically weakened state. So I think people kind of have to wake up and realize that we have to get our acts together on an individual basis and as far as a country, which is not going to be easy with Biden, Obama in the White House. Okay, so this issue of Inspire, this new issue, calls the Colorado shooter, Ahmad Elisa, Mujahid, which means someone engaged in jihad. And it's telling Muslims to follow his path. I mean, he's on the cover, you know, he is the inspiration for them. And he is, and here they haven't had an issue of this magazine in years, since 2017. And they finally come out with one and they put him on the cover because he was a migrant who came to America and perpetrated a terror attack. So they are celebrating him and making him a hero. So they want other Muslims to follow in his path, target what they call the American enemy inside and outside the US. So this, the media arm of the Yemen-based Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula released this issue on June 29th. Of this year. And as I said, it was called Praise and Guidance, and it celebrated the Colorado shooter. And just to remind you, Ahmad Elisa perpetrated the March 22nd, 2021 mass shooting. It was at a King Soopers supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. 10 people were killed. And he is a hero who they are celebrating, that people should come here and do the same thing, or people who are here should do the same thing. they don't differentiate. Now, they talk about how he had social media posts. And I mentioned that in the podcast. Look back at the podcast where I talk about him in more detail. He put up social media posts, and he talking about the plight of the Muslims in Syria. He was very concerned about, you know, what America was doing to the Muslims in Syria. And in fact, he said that he was carrying out, clearly he was carrying out his attack to avenge these U.S. airstrikes in Syria. And he said, the Al-Qaeda said that some of his social media posts were quote unquote Islamic. Quote, he follows the Ummah's issues. He follows, you know, that's the Ummah, all Muslims who are bound together by ties of religion, the community of Muslims. And in May 2019, he posted something in Arabic that said, so Mary wears a hijab and Jesus doesn't eat pork and prays on his knees and hands. They're both Muslims. It's obvious. He posted another post that said, Muslims may not be perfect, but Islam is. So, you know, they're pointing to, and I mentioned that as well, that there were various posts that he had put up before the terrorist attack that he perpetrated that would have been warnings if people noticed them and did something about it. Okay, so now they give instructions. Oh dear, we are at the end of the second segment, so I guess I need to leave this. For the next segment, I'll tell you about some of the instructions that this new issue of Inspire gave people, is giving people, as to how they too can wage an Islamic attack. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Terrorist Therapist Show, where we're talking today about terrorists are already inspiring more 9/11s. I really think it's important to talk about these things as we head up to the 20th anniversary of 9/11, because of course we would all like to pretend to ourselves as well as to others that it could never happen again. but indeed it can, and it will, not necessarily exactly like 9/11 happened, you know, with planes flying into what is now at Ground Zero, or into the Pentagon, or in Pennsylvania. Well, it didn't plan to go to Pennsylvania in the first place. It was headed to Washington as well, the third plane. You know, these, it may well just be lone wolf attacks, just be, you know, we have seen that lone wolves can cause significant damage, but we cannot also rule out larger scale attacks, because as I was saying, you know, the money has been, with Biden and Obama, they have been redirecting money that was used for counterterrorism in all different areas. You know, all different ways, different organizations and so on, from intelligence to police to, you know, all of these different people who were protecting us for 20 years. They are now directing it, claiming that the real danger is from white supremacists, or real, what they're really saying is the real danger is from conservatives, or any other, you know, the white supremacist right radical groups, and taking our attention away from the real threat. I wonder if Biden and Obama, you know about this Inspire magazine, or whether they've just closed their ears and eyes to these kinds of things. And Obama probably isn't letting Biden find out about these things, reading anything about this. In any case, or listening to my podcast for that matter. Okay, so I was telling you about what is in this new issue of Inspired, and it is pretty scary. So in addition to celebrating the terrorist, the jihadist, Ahmad Alisa, who perpetrated the Colorado attack, they also provide instructions for lone wolves they're suggesting that lone wolves can carry out an improved version of Alisa's attack. How do you like that? He didn't do enough damage, killing and injuring enough people. So they're trying to tell people, lone wolves, how to do worse attacks. So this is what they say. Try to always choose a location where it is hard for those gathered to find shelter, hide, or escape. Do this to ensure that the largest number of people are killed. A lone wolf preparing for the operation should be ready and determined to engage in clashes with the police or the enemy and to never surrender. I mean, a lot of these things are pretty basic as far as, you know, what any jihadist, wannabe jihadist, could figure out for himself. But in any case, that's why I don't think it's a danger to read this to you, because as I said, I think people who are intent on committing jihad could figure some of these things out for themselves, and also are on the internet searching for these kinds of things in both in Inspire and lots of other jihadist websites. So they say, make sure you have enough ammunition. Give your attack a destructive or explosive mark by manufacturing your own IEDs, improvised explosive devices. Instructions listed in Inspire magazine. I mean, that's the thing. Inspire magazine has been around for at least 10 years and has been having effects. I was just talking about the vehicle ramming attacks, for example. Using instructions listed in Inspire magazine, or preparing bottle bombs. So they're trying to get you to look at the back issues. See, they're not giving you all the information in this particular issue. They want you to go back. This is a promotion for Inspire magazine. Don't just read this issue. Go back and read the other issues and you'll find more details on how to do these things. And so the instructions, you'll find instructions in these prior issues to prepare bottle bombs known as Molotov cocktails. Take the explosives with you to set a fire in the location of the attack. Take match boxes or a lighter and explosive material to burn the place. This will double the impact of the operation on the enemy economically, psychologically, and media-wise. They're always trying to get media attention. Take advantage of the availability of weapons and the ease of possession in America. Carry out a jihadi operation using them. It is very difficult and unlikely that weapons possession will be restricted in America. This would only require you to look online or in a weapons store about what it would take to obtain a legal license to acquire a weapon and to buy it. Choose rifles. I don't know why, but that's what they say. They also say if you are a lone wolf and you can't purchase a weapon legally, then you should look to the black market or assemble homemade firearms known as ghost guns. And then they say that ghost guns are less easily detected by authorities and therefore easier to obtain. They also tell you that ghost guns have no serial numbers. Now, I don't know, unless a jihadist is has been under a rock, which I guess some have been. Some of these things that they're talking about. Now, this isn't necessarily all that is in this issue, all the details, but in terms of instructions. But, you know, so far what has been publicized about the instructions are pretty, pretty tame. But I guess the point is to look in prior issues and then you will find more instructions. It's really the magazine isn't called Inspire by accident. The point of it really is to inspire you if you are a lone wolf, wannabe lone wolf, inspire you to do something, to attack, to commit jihad. Now, this is more, you know, the problem is that not only is Inspire, and ISIS has also been gathering its forces as well, but not only are the terrorists doing things, building themselves up and trying to recruit, but there are conditions, other conditions besides what the terrorists themselves are doing that go along with this and that will enhance the impact of what the terrorists are doing, how they are inspiring jihad. In particular, social media, teen terrorism, and it has been inspired by social media. And there, because of COVID, there are more people, you know, and teens are particularly vulnerable because they are trying to, during adolescence, that is when the psychological job of adolescence, task of adolescence, is to develop your identity. So an adolescence are particularly on social media and on the internet in general. And that is why they are more likely, first of all, to come across jihadist propaganda. And also, they are more likely, more vulnerable to think, huh, that's a good idea, because they're angry. You know, they're angry at what is happening to this country. We're all, well, I don't know, we're all angry. Lots of Americans are angry. Certainly I am. And at what is happening to America, how America is falling apart, how it's losing its patriotism and all of that. So teenagers, and for that matter, 20-year-olds, you know, are not seeing, you know, not feeling that they have something to look forward to. And so they are angry, and they see this, they are inspired, you know, to take on this identity, the identity of a jihadist, by the things that that ISIS and Al-Qaeda put on the internet to recruit. So, you know, and in fact, we have seen there have been teen terrorists, there have been teen terrorists, but there have also been teens who have written manifestos that talk about wanting to target post offices. This is in the UK. It was a teen who wanted to target pubs, you know, bars, schools, and banks. And they also wrote manifestos talking about firearms they want to acquire and bomb making that they want to do. Now, in this particular manifesto, the plotter was just 13 when he began becoming radicalized, and 16 when he was convicted of planning 6 terror attacks. This was in the UK. He was the youngest person convicted of plotting a terrorist attack in the UK. But there are others. He's not the only one. Just others, you know, haven't been convicted yet. And kids are being the main problem, and we see this with CRT, for example, in schools, critical race theory, and we see this with all of crazy, twisted sexual education, so-called education that kids are getting. And it's not about being tolerant or being accepted or seeing the accomplishments of people who are different, have different colored skin or have different sexual attractions. It's not about acceptance and appreciation. It's about hatred. It's about feeling guilty. It's about all of these things that are pinning kids against each other, not solving the problems, not making kids appreciate each other, but pitting them against each other. So this too is what is contributing to to the rise in terrorists, in wannabe jihadists. And There have been not only people that the trends over the two most significant trends in terrorism over the past two decades since 9/11 has been one, the emergence of people acting alone who have been inspired by the ideology of terrorists, and two, the use of the increased use of online radicalization. And they particularly make it easier for younger people to become radicalized. They become radicalized in their own living room, not necessarily places of worship, and not necessarily having to go to the Middle East. So this is a major problem. In the UK, for example, one of the most, I mean, there have been people, of course, going over to the Middle East. You know, we have schoolgirls traveling to the Middle East because they get seduced by cute jihadists, you know, who are in the Middle East, and they think they're not feeling popular with guys in their own school. So they, you know, they think, oh, well, this man says he loves me, and, you know, he says I'm beautiful and all that kind of stuff. So, but now you don't really have to go to the Middle East to become a terrorist is the bottom line. Other things that are making this, I'm going to go into some of these things in more detail in future podcasts, because I really do want to try to, I mean, what I am mostly concerned about is how each year the remembrance of 9/11 gets quieter and quieter. And this year it's going to be close to non-existent because of COVID. You know, a number of ceremonies and so on that were planned are being canceled because of people, you know, of not wanting to have crowds because of the Delta variant and so on. So this is going to be the worst year of all, even though it's the 20th anniversary. So I will continue between now and 9/11, if not after, to remind you of how we should never forget 9/11, and we should never forget that terrorists for over 1,000 years have wanted to take over the West, and especially America. Thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist. If you would like to find out more about terrorism from me, your terrorist therapist, visit my website, terroristtherapist.com. And if you're a parent or teacher and want to build stronger nests for your kids to become more resilient, check out my new award-winning book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. It's the first and only book about terrorism for kids. You can find it wherever books are sold or directly from the publisher at terrorismforkids.com. Terrorism4kids.com. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist.
Thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. We hope listening to the show has made you feel calmer, more resilient, and more able to reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror. You can also check out past shows on Renegade Talk Archives for more insights.